Skipping my morning routine can easily throw off the balance of my day-to-day because a girl needs her morning self-care time. And same goes for the sensitive vaginal microbiome, because did you know that 9 out of 10 women have unstable vaginal microbiomes? That's why Seed created VSO1 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. In the last few years especially, I've been paying more and more attention to what I put in my body, and I need to remind myself that vaginal health is just as important as the rest of it. Day-to-day things like menstruation, exercise, diet, sex, and more can easily disrupt your microbiome. So it's really reassuring knowing VSO1 went through rigorous scientific testing and was found 10 times more effective than a leading oral probiotic. VSO1 is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with only 2 tablets per month, so it's super easy. Find your balance and get proactive with your vaginal care with VSO1 from Seed. Go to seed.com/WTJ and use code 25WTJ to get 25% off. That's 25% off VSO1 at seed.com/WTJ, code 25WTJ. We can all agree that quality time is precious, and there's nothing I love more than connecting with someone over a home-cooked meal. But let's be honest, for most of us, finding time to plan meals and do shopping and cook from scratch can feel impossible most of the times, and that's where Gobble comes in. Gobble meal kits are quality time delivered, because unlike other meal kits that send you raw ingredients, all of the Gobble recipes feature pre-prepped ingredients and are designed to be ready in a fraction of the time. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18 plus gourmet meals you can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean, and vegetarian options, and Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We recently made these Baja-style fish tacos, and Yoni and I could not get enough. They were so good and came together so fast. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/thejuice. That's gobble.com/thejuice today for $120 off your Gobble order. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. Hey guys.
Welcome back to work.
Yeah, I mean, we were just here 2 seconds ago.
Clocking in.
Took a five-minute break before the episodes. If you didn't know, we record, like, back-to-back.
Yeah. So, the Wednesday episode, we just recorded, and that was about...
Summer 2024.
Summer 2024. If you're watching this, you probably watch that also, right?
Yeah, like, why would you not watch the free episode? But anyways, welcome back to the Patreon, everybody. Today we have a good episode. We are talking about some juicy business.
And you know, I like this space for these kind of conversations, you know, because we can't put none of this shit on the main.
I mean, one. I feel like, actually, I think this topic would be really good on the, like, other one.
Really? Why?
Like, on the Wednesday episode. Because I don't think we're going to say anything here that I wouldn't feel like comfortable having available for anyone to listen to.
Yeah, maybe.
But it also just feels like the juice is too juicy. Yeah. It has to be on the Patreon.
Yeah, depending on where it goes, depending on where we want to take this today.
Yeah, and I think we should just like jump right into it and talk about what are friends with benefits? What does that mean?
What?
Well, because I didn't know. Do I say like, what is friends with benefits or what are friends with benefits?
What are friends with benefits? To me, friends with benefits is basically a friend that you can sleep with and do many other things with. But it's just your friend. There's no commitment. There's no obligation. If my friends with benefits text me and I go to sleep and don't respond the next morning, there's no big deal because you're just my friend.
Okay, but I think we need to establish that being friends with benefits is something that is like upfront talked about. It's not like...
Oh, no, it's a deal. It's a deal.
Yeah, because the way you said it was like, it's friends that just like sleep together, like that can sleep together. It's like, no, they are.
No.
It's like an agreed upon...
This is what they do.
Like we are both in agreement and we both are aware that this is what this is. Mm-hmm. It's not like we are friends and then we like sleep together one time and then we kind of like do it a few other times. That's not what friends with benefits is.
The friends with benefits is something that you address.
That you address and you're like, do you want to just kind of like, you know, no strings attached. I don't want a relationship, but I'm like really attracted to you and we have like such a good vibe and I feel like whatever. You know, so it can happen very different ways.
Okay, now. So wait, where do you want to go next?
Okay, so no, I was just establishing was like friends with benefits, like it's an agreed upon thing. It's not like just friends that sometimes hook up.
No. Okay, yeah. And it's like so we established that.
Randomly. It's like an established, it's like a fuck buddy.
Yeah, it's totally a fuck buddy.
Yeah, friends with benefits. I feel like, no, actually a fuck buddy, you don't have to be friends with them. A fuck buddy can be someone that like you sleep with one time and then maybe it was good and you kind of just like call each other up whenever you feel some type of way like you're trying to get some.
Do you know what buddy is?
What?
Buddy is a friend.
Yeah, but I think friends with benefits is usually like so the fuck you buddy were friends is... before and you became friends with benefits.
And the buddy is?
And a fuck buddy, I feel like it's someone that you just like sleep together maybe like one time, like a one night stand can become a fuck buddy situation.
We can all agree that nothing feels better than an everything shower, as it is the ultimate self-care ritual, and I must tell you that Osea's new Ondaria algae body wash was the best addition to my shower routine, as it has turned it into this tropical paradise with its iconic and all-natural uplifting citrusy scent. It has such a satisfying gel-like texture that turns into this beautiful rich lather, and it leaves my skin feeling so soft and smooth and revitalized, as it is a gentler cleansing experience than traditional body washes. I love knowing that Osea is a mother, daughter, and woman founded and led brand that cares so much about its values. So upgrade your shower with clean, vegan face and body skincare from Osea. Get 10% off of your first order site-wide with code WTJ at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code WTJ for 10% off.
I've truly experienced firsthand how much hormone health can impact my day-to-day life, and now I've been taking Hormone Harmony, which directly supports my cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, because bloating, cravings, feeling a little bit off, those are all things that we girls have felt many times and sometimes all at the same time. But now with Hormone Harmony, it's way easier to manage my PMS. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which if you didn't know, they help the body adapt to any stressors, like those chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. The biggest benefit is feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 17,000 of them on Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off of your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When my work schedule is packed with work deadlines, in-person events, and social commitments, it's easy to let some priorities slip. Even though I know going to the gym is good for me, especially when I'm overwhelmed, it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But I would say when I'm starting to feel like my plate is too full, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy truly is so helpful for learning positive coping skills for when I get too overwhelmed and I get to build up my priorities. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and designed to be the most convenient and flexible and work with your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to switch therapists, it's so easy and you can do it anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WTJ today and get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/WTJ.
But it can become a friends with benefits situation.
Yeah, because friends are actually friends. You do shit together, maybe with a group of people.
Exactly.
But the like fuck buddy, you never bring the fuck buddy to your group.
No.
That's like your little secret. That's like your
friends with benefits can very well be a friend that you actually also hang out to be friends with. A fuck buddy
is someone
you don't hang out with to be friends with.
Yeah, that's your little secret. Like after after dark hours.
Yeah, exactly.
After, so you only call the fuck buddy when you feel some type of way. It's like, hey, like, what are you doing right now?
Exactly.
It's like you only talk to them when it's time to do what you want to do.
But I feel like friends with benefits, you might hang out in a group setting with them, like with other friends, and like grab a beer, like chill, get dinner, that. And then like later,
the fuck buddy doesn't belong there. If we're not doing anything like that,
I don't want to hang out with you.
I don't.
Okay. But my question with the friends and the benefits is, do the other friends know about this? No, right?
Friends with benefits.
It's usually something that's kind of like under wraps.
No.
Especially if it's a friend that's like part of a friend group that you're also part of and you guys like hang out often, like as a group. I feel like the rest of the group doesn't know.
Really? I feel like they do.
No, that's hella weird.
Why would it be weird?
It's weird. Because you're not in a relationship.
Can you tell me why you think it's weird?
Just think about it. It would be like a weird situation for everybody to be in on that we all know that and are just like, you know, hooking up on the side. But when we're here hanging out with friends, we're just all friends. Anyways, I just think that if you are friends with benefits and you have mutual friends and you're all hanging out together, nobody knows that you're friends with benefits.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, okay, that's cool.
But if you have a fuck
buddy, I will tell my friend. I will tell my friend. Like, if I have a friends with benefits, if I have like a girl that I'm only sleeping with and she's my friend and we're all friends together, I will let them know that, you know, me and...
Who are you telling that?
To my friend, to one of my best friends.
Maybe one person, but not everybody.
If I tell him, I probably tell all my friends. I don't know. Maybe it's something to keep secret.
I don't think you would.
Why not? Am I keeping it to myself? Ooh, okay. You know what? Let's say you're right. You don't tell your friends. It's just a secret between you two, right? Now, here's my question. If you have friends with benefits with someone, right? If you are friends with...
Bro.
Sorry. If you are friends with benefits with someone, would you be mad if they slept with someone else?
And I don't know about it?
And you knew about it. They told you. I just went on a date. It was amazing, you know. And then we just went over to their house and we slept together. And then that's it. And they tell you that. Because at the end of the day, you're friends, right?
See, this is where...
What?
This is where, for me, it's not working out anymore. Because
why? Then you might as well try to be in a relationship.
I'm not sleep with the person they slept with.
But you're not. What do you mean?
I just don't feel like, I don't like when
you want to have one person all to yourself, but then still call it friends with benefits. How does that make sense?